Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazegna. I want your life to be successful, but even more than that, I want your life to be significant. Let me share the scripture with you. This is Luke chapter 5. Jesus was at the Sea of Galilee and he saw two boats, and they were by the Sea of Galilee, and the fishermen had gone out of them. They were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon Peter's, he asked him to put out a little bit from the land, and he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. When he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've toiled all night and we haven't caught anything, but at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they went out into the deep and they let down the nets, they enclosed a great shoal of fish, and their nets were breaking, and they had to beckon to the partners in the other boats to help them with all the fish. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Some people are climbing the ladder of success, and the ladder is leaning against the wrong building. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, you can get a lot of money and you can have a lot of things and your life can be empty. I don't know about you, but when I get to the end of my life, I want to leave a legacy. I want to have influenced people. I want to have touched people with my life. See, that's the difference between being successful and significant. And let me try to describe to you, when I was in college, I was a freshman in college, studying business, finance, marketing, management, because again, wanted to make a lot of money. This is what the culture teaches us. I was a male in our culture, the U.S. culture, so I wanted to make a lot of money. Well, the Lord touched me when I was a freshman in college. And I mean, I have this great experience, this conversion experience. The Holy Spirit anointed me in a powerful way. And now my world was being turned upside down. And all of a sudden, making a lot of money wasn't that appealing to me. And my goals shifted big time. And I was literally turned upside down. And I went from wanting to make a lot of money to looking at people. I changed my major. I had a major change in my life. I went from being in finance to social work, and then I finally got into ministry. I began to think, I want to do something not that's going to make me, quote, successful. You know, successful in the world's terms is making a lot of money and having a lot of things. You know, that's what everybody wants. But I decided that, you know what, I want to be significant. I want to impact people. I want to have eternal significance. See, success lasts for a little while, but significance lasts forever. And it says in the Bible that we're all writing books, and our books are going to follow us. The book of our deeds. Are your deeds successful, or are they significant? And I want you to strive for significance. And what does significance mean? It means helping people. Something that lasts, impacting people's lives. So those of you who are students, I want to tell you that it's important that you work. Work at your studies. Be diligent. So whatever stage you're in, whether you're a student, whether you're unemployed, whether you're working, I want you to push the boundaries. Don't give up. Be proactive. Be passionate. Be energetic. God has a purpose for you. He didn't just create you. He has a purpose, and because you have a purpose, you can be passionate. And I want you to live with passion. All through the scriptures, we hear about work. For example, I told you about that initial scripture in the book of Genesis, be fruitful and multiply. God doesn't want us to be frustrated. He wants us to be fruitful. And that's his parents, and your vocation as parents, and your vocation as a priest, and your vocation as a single person. He wants you to be fruitful, to have a fruitful life, an abundant life. That's what this story was telling us from the Gospel of Luke chapter 5. that the fishermen weren't catching anything. They were frustrated. They were just washing their nets. They were probably thinking, well, I should have chosen another vocation. And Jesus came, and they invited Jesus into the boat. They launched out into the deep, and it was a great catch, an abundance. So much so they had to call other boats because they were sinking. There were so many fish. Oh, the abundance that comes when you invite Jesus into your life. So in the scriptures, be fruitful and multiply. Jesus, did you notice how he talked to people? He talked to farmers about sowing seeds. He talked to fishermen about catching fish. He called them at their job. As I was saying, invite Jesus right into your job and it will be fruitful. He talked to tax collectors about money and treasures in heaven. Jesus, if you remember, was a carpenter. He knew how to work. He knew how to work hard with his hands. Paul the apostle was a tent maker. And he said in Thessalonians, I believe it was, he said, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. He always talked about working. Jesus said, my Father is working and I am working still. And as I said, Paul told Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. So the scriptures talk about work in many different places, and I want you to know that there's a great dignity in work. And sometimes you might think, well, I'm not a priest, or I'm not a policeman, or I'm not a doctor, I'm not a pilot. Therefore, my job really doesn't have all that much meaning. Well, I want to tell you that no matter what you do, your work has meaning, and your work has purpose. And a lot of it has to do with your own attitude. For example, I was in Naples, Florida, and I just had my eyes worked on by an eye doctor, and I was going to the parish, great big parish, St. Agnes down there in Naples, and I was about to start a mission there. I was under a lot of pressure because there was going to be a lot of people just moving into the house, and you know, I don't know what the room's going to be like, and it's always, as I'm driving up, there's all these people in the driveway, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, I don't need this. I just want to get into the house. My eyes are, you know, all dilated, and it's real bright out and everything. Well, as I go into the driveway, one of the men there that greeted me was the maintenance man. And he says, hey, Father Cedric, good to meet you and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I just want to get in and get settled. I don't want to be meeting all these different people. Well, as it turned out, God sent an angel to me that day. And that angel was that maintenance man who got me settled in a very difficult situation where I had just come from the eye doctor, had this big mission in front of me. And what I'm trying to say is that he was a maintenance man. And a lot of people would think, well, that's not much of an occupation. But God worked through him that day to touch my life. And no matter your occupation, God can work through you to touch people's lives. See, when I talk about transforming the world, when I talk about significance, it's all about people. You know, my mom just died a few months ago, actually about 9 months ago as I'm taping this. And I remember it happened in Gainesville, Florida. She was in the hospital, and she was having some heart surgery. She lived about 8 days after the heart surgery. She was 90 years old at the time, but it was horrible. I lost the love of my life. I lost my mom. But I have to tell you, I pretty much lived in that intensive care unit. I would come early in the morning and stay all day long. My two sisters were there with me. But I have to tell you, God sent some other angels to me at that time in my life, and those angels were the nurses. Those nurses were so caring and so tender and had such a great attitude. Every one of the nurses that helped my mother, they were willing to clean her, willing to help her in her hour of need, and their compassion for my mother helped me so much. I remember right after my mom had died, probably 10 minutes after my mom passed, she breathed her last breath. And that was something I will absolutely never forget. The woman who gave me my first breath and saw my first breath, I watched her breathe her last breath. About 10 minutes later, the nurse came in the room and they were cleaning her and everything. And I was about to say goodbye to my mom for the last time, and I did. And I said to the nurse, I said, take good care of her body. And the nurse looked at me, and I'll never forget what she said. She said, I will take care of your mother like she was my mother. And I went, oh, that is just what I needed to hear. And what a word she spoke. And see, God was working through that nurse to touch my life and to help me in my hour of need. I had just lost my mother. And here's this nurse telling me that she was going to help me and help my mother. And wow. And people go, you know, where is God? God doesn't seem to be working in the world at all. Where is he? I don't see him. You're just not looking close enough. God is working through people all over the place, through policemen, through firemen, through paramedics, through doctors, through nurses, through priests, through common ordinary people, maintenance men, through secretaries, in all walks of life. God works through people to touch other people's life. I really believe that my television program is touching people's lives and that God Almighty is working through the television program. And not just mine, many other ministers are impacting the world through television and through their preaching and through other walks of life. Hospital chaplains, prison chaplains. See, this is God. We are the body of Christ. This is God working through his body to touch people. This is what significance is. And if you say, where is God in the world? I don't understand. It doesn't seem to be working. Well, go to an AA meeting sometime. Go to a 12-step meeting and watch what's going on and how the sharing, how God is working through the sharing to touch people's lives. I wish you could be in the confessional and see what happens in the confessional when people come to me in vulnerability and they share their deepest sins with me and how God works, not just through me, but in that moment, that sacramental moment to touch a person's life. God is very at work. Now remember, this is all about work. God is at work in the world. And that's what Jesus said. My Father is working, and I am working too. And God is working in the world, and he wants to work through you. And that's what I'm simply saying is, give God a chance. Be proactive. Be creative. Take the initiative. Live with passion, and God will work through you. This is the greatest joy of my life. You know, there's a commercial on TV about one of the credit cards, and it says, priceless. Well, this is priceless. You can't buy this, impacting people, touching people's lives, and being touched by people. It is grace. It is gift. So I want to tell you that we can transform the world. I remember when I was going through my mom's sickness there in the hospital, I was staying at a local pastor's, it's called a rectory, the residence there by the church. I had given a mission there in Gainesville years ago. And I was staying with that pastor, and he was so kind to me. He was so hospitable, so gracious. He was just what I need. I would come home from the hospital, we would talk. He had lost his mother a couple years ago, and he talked about how he grieved and went through it and how God was touching his life. Oh, he was another angel in my life. Just his hospitality, not his preaching, not his ministry at the church, his simple hospitality. Do you know what it says in the Bible? Be hospitable and you will be entertaining angels unaware. So your hospitality can touch people. Your presence can touch people. You know, I now have a ministry to people in prison through these television programs. We have pen pals, about 100 lay people. If you want to sign up to be a pen pal, just contact me through my website, that are reaching out to the people in prison. And God is working through these pen pals to touch people in prison. And the people in prison, those who are incarcerated, are writing back to the pen pals, and they're encouraging the pen pals. So God is working in that situation. So work is all about transforming the world, touching people's lives, having an impact on people. And it's so very, very important. I remember when I came back after my mom's funeral, I met a couple of our secretaries. They had just lost their mother and their father. We met and we hugged and embraced. And it was a moment of grace, compassion. We were all going through the same thing. So whether you're a secretary, a maintenance man, a minister, whoever you are, God wants to use you to work through you to transform the world. So let me ask you a question. Is your job challenging? Are you being challenged at your workplace? This is something I read about. I think that's really important. I found out that under-challenged people, people that weren't really being challenged at their workplace, they got bored and many of them quit and gave up because the job, they were underemployed. It wasn't good enough for them. And on conversely, people that were over-challenged, if they were stressed out, they were pushed too hard, they were asked to do too much, they quit and gave up because they were too stressed out. So if we were to put it on a tachometer, it would look this way. Say the tachometer is like this. That's the revolutions per minute in your car that your pistons make in the car, the motor. If you're under-challenged, it would be like a 1 or a 2. If you're over-challenged, it would be way up in the red line. That would be a 7, 8, or a 9. Well, it's important to be appropriately challenged. What do I mean by that? Well, you're not bored and you're not stressed out, but you're using your gifts. You're being challenged to be creative. So that's called being appropriately challenged. And the best place to be, the sweet spot, is to give it a little bit more than that. See, when I first started out in ministry, I was preaching missions. That was really challenging. It was appropriately challenged, but I pushed it more. I started writing books. I started producing for television. And now I'm hitting the red line. I'm ready at a great spot. I'm using my talents. I'm being creative. I'm having energy. I'm pushing the boundaries. I'm reaching lots of people. But I'm not that stressed out. And I'm definitely not bored. I'm at a really good place. And that's what I want for you. I want you not to just be going a little bit. I don't want you to be going too much. I want you to be going just at the right rate. If you're not doing enough, then push yourself. Launch out into the deep. Leave the shore. Yes, the shore is safe, but ships were made for the wide open ocean. Push yourself. Take the initiative. Nobody can do this for you. You have to make your own decision and say, what do I want to do with my life? God created me with purpose, and I want my life to have a legacy. I want it to impact people. I want to leave a lasting impact and influence on people. So I want you to be appropriately challenged. We're made for more. We're made for more. For example, talking about work, I work out. Try the best I can to stay slim, got to stay in good shape, because life on the road is hard. Preaching for TV takes a lot of energy. Writing books, you know, doing all that I do in ministry. So I got to stay fit. And at the workout place, they have physical trainers to help you, personal trainers, but they're a lot of money. So I kind of learned what to do growing up, and I learned from a personal trainer about what my aptitude was for working out. Well, I developed a workout plan, you know, the elliptical, the trainer, the bike, you know, the treadmill, some weights, some swimming. And I got to a pretty good place, started losing a little bit of weight. But then I thought, you know, I kind of leveled off and I pushed myself some more. For example, when I got on the bike and I was doing the bike, I got 5-pound weights and I started doing the weights this way and this way and this way. And then I increased the weights to 8 pounds. And then when it came to my abs, I started doing a machine where you go low on the floor and it helps your abs, your stomach, to get strong. Then when it came to swimming, I started to push myself to do more laps. Now I'm up to 20 laps at a time. And I started to lose weight, even more weight, and I feel even fitter. So in other words, what I'm saying is I was working out and it was good, but I pushed myself to work out even more. Sweat is not a bad thing. You know, when you sweat, what it happens is it flushes out the toxins in your body. It actually helps your complexion. A lot of people are afraid of sweating. They're afraid of working out. They're afraid of work. And I want to tell you that working is good. There's dignity in work. There's dignity even in sweat. And so what I'm saying is, I had to push myself even in working. And then, as I said before, when it came to my ministry, I pushed myself in ministry. I developed a mission statement. I held myself accountable to it. You know, I saw a movie years ago. I don't know if you ever saw this movie. It was by Tom Cruise. And the movie was called Jerry Maguire. Very interesting movie. Tom Cruise is, I'm kind of a fan of Tom Cruise. He used to be a Catholic before he became a Scientologist. Well, anyway, in this movie, he's a sports, kind of a sports agent for different athletes. And I mean, it's a high-paced, fast-paced world where you make a lot of money. Because as I said, we are in a sports-oriented culture. And in the sports-oriented culture, especially in football and baseball, millions of dollars flowing. And these athletes have sports agents, and Tom Cruise, Jerry Maguire, was one of these agents. Well, he had a conversion in the movie, and he decided that he didn't just want to make a lot of money, he wanted to be significant. And he wrote what was called a mission statement. And in his mission statement, he said, I want to start a revolution. He said, we have to do something memorable with our job. And he said, the secret to this job is personal relationships. He got fired for that. And the movie turned out really good. I don't want to spoil the movie for you. He got fired from his job because of his new stance, where it wasn't all about money, it was about personal relationships and about people. But the point I want to make is about this mission statement that really the whole movie revolved around. Do you have a mission statement for your life? Do you have a thrust, a purpose? Do you have a statement for your life where you're trying to achieve? You see, it says in the Bible, the book of Habakkuk, the prophet Habakkuk, without a vision, people perish. And if you don't have a vision for your life, if you don't have goals, if you don't have a mission statement per se for your life, this is what businesses do, churches do. I go into different churches, you know, right up there on the bulletin has a mission statement. This is who we are and what we want to do. Businesses, you know, computer businesses or financial businesses, they will all have a mission statement. It may not be very altruistic, but they have a mission statement nonetheless. And I really believe that individual people need to have mission statements with their life. See, if you don't have a goal, you're not going to be striving. You're just going to kind of nebulously going through life. Well, I have a mission statement for Father Cedric Ministries, and I created this years ago. It's real simple. It's my purpose. I want to reach out to as many people as possible in as deep a way as possible with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Did you get that? As many and as deep as possible. Not just with me, but with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I want to impact the world. I want to change the world. And so television offers me a platform to reach out to as many people as possible. And my books and my teachings, my DVDs and my CDs, my resources, in as deep a way as possible. So I'm not just kind of skimming the surface, I'm getting deep. As you delve into my teachings and read my books, you will see there's great depth and spirituality in a personal relationship with God, growing in passion, becoming all that you can be, learning the meaning of your suffering, developing as a person, growing and eventually coming before God. See, I want to impact you deeply. I don't want to just touch your life on a surface way. I want to help you to be transformed. So I found that creativity and determination and passion and courage all helped me to come to know myself. I never knew who I was until I really launched out into the deep. You see, the deep is dangerous. It's scary. You don't know what's down there. But I've discovered that fruitfulness is down there. Abundance is down there. You got to be willing to face your fears and to be bold and to step out. And as I said, you know, at the shoreline, it's safe and everything, but ships were made for the wide open ocean, and so were you. I have great passion about you becoming passionate with your life. I'm what's called a father, and I am your father in Christ. That's what Paul said. I am your father in Christ. I want to birth you. I want you to become all that you can be. Who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God, and I want you to become all that you can be. Well, I challenge you to push and to risk and to live dangerously and to launch out into the deep and to not just live, but to live with passion. Let me just share with you really quickly as we come to the conclusion of this program. People write me from all around the United States and really from other countries too. And this man wrote me, he was from Michigan, and he just said, it's a real short writing. He just said, thank you, Father Cedric, for bringing me back to church. Talk about launching out into the deep. This is why I became a priest, bringing people back to Jesus Christ. This person wrote me and from Massachusetts. I've been watching your television program for a couple years now. I live here in Massachusetts. I've been reading your books. I am forever changed. He underlined that. And then he said, it's because of you, Father Cedric, that I am now going to be ordained a deacon in the year 2016. Wow. You know, that the impact. See, this is significance. A long time ago, I made a choice between success as the world defines it and significance. And I became a Catholic priest, and now I'm seeing the fruit of this. But in order to do this, I had to leave the shore, and I had to launch out into the deep, and I had to become creative. And I'm inviting you to do the same thing in your life. Don't just be satisfied with status quo. God has put gifts in you. He has purpose for you. As I said, if you're unemployed, keep pushing. Be proactive. Don't give up. If you're in school, work hard at it. It will give you a platform to reach out and to become significant. And if you have a job, realize that no job is too small. God will use you to touch people, but be passionate about it. Especially those of you who are in ministry. God wants to take you far. And as I always say, don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live with passion.